You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the local performance arts. And we're playing the Art and Soul theme music versus crickets, because we all know by now there are no performance arts activities in our community. But for this moment, we thought it would be good to check in with a major performance arts source. So we are welcoming Matthew Van Biesen, president of the University of Michigan University Musical Society. How are you holding up, Matthew?
I'm great, Lisa. Thanks so much for having me today. Art and Soul social distancing.
Yes, good way to put it. So, of course, you've had to cancel all your scheduled performances as we all stay home and stay safe. When did that begin, and how far out have you had to cancel?
Well, we put into a series of cancellations into effect starting about a week and a half ago, and it effectively meant that we were canceling everything through the end of April. And what that meant for UMS was that we were effectively canceling the remainder of our season. And that means everything that we were going to present in Hill Auditorium and everything here in Ann Arbor. We had a couple of Detroit presentations, one at the JM Handy and one at the Detroit Opera House with American Ballet Theater. So very sadly, but for, of course, all the reasons that we now fully understand, we had to put those cancellations into effect.
So not to make this more painful for you, but you mentioned a few of them. Can you tell us exactly what had to be canceled?
About 5 weeks of activities, so everything from American Ballet Theater to our presentation of James Galway, the New York Philharmonic String Quartet, a wonderful theater piece called Home by theater maker Jeff Sabell, the Chenica Orchestra from the UK, which is a really amazing musical ensemble of black and minority ethnic musicians from London and from the United Kingdom. And it really spans the full gamut of our programming. And you can find out information about all of the cancellations on the UMS.org website. But we also really, at this moment, are wanting to really be a part of this collective effort to keep everyone safe. This is obviously a very serious moment health-wise. So we're doing our part at UMS, and while we're disappointed, we know it's for good reason, and we'll be back.
Sounds like you have a good, healthy attitude about it, because as I'm listening to all these potential cultural events, it felt painful to me. And what was it like for you, getting it all canceled and off the schedule?
Well, it's always difficult, and we're concerned about a lot of different people in any moment like this. As an arts organization, we're, of course, very concerned about the artists this impacts. We have many artists who are at the pinnacle of their careers and so are incredibly successful. And we also really embrace younger and emerging artists. And so we have to look at all that artistry and say, what do these cancellations mean for them? It also impacts all the incredible people who help put these concerts on. So our crew and stagehands and ushers and volunteers and everyone who really comes together around UMS to make our performances possible. And then there are just a lot of things that I think people don't see. So for every reception that we've had to cancel, a caterer has lost their order. We're really at UMS trying to see the picture holistically and realize that while it's certainly to our organization, it's a challenging time for a lot of people. And I'm hoping that we can all But I think we can all say it's been a kind of a divisive moment in our society. Hopefully this is a moment that we can continue to think about others. And we're certainly thinking about that at UMS and the ways in the coming days that we can be helpful to our community.
Have you been in touch with any of the performers personally to hear how they're holding up and what they're doing at this time?
Of course. I mean, many of them, UMS has a long, and really rich relationship with. And many we know personally as from our own professional career, we were going to have the New York Philharmonic come and perform, and I know these players incredibly well from in New York. So, again, all artists are being affected. They have different careers and different portfolios of work, and so we just really want to understand as best we can what this is meaning for us as an organization, and the impacts are real, but also what opportunities do we have to be helpful to them. If you look at the arts landscape, all you have to do is read the arts and leisure section of the New York Times right now. You're seeing the largest performing arts companies in America really grapple with. I mean, the Metropolitan Opera basically furloughed all of its artists and musicians and crew just a couple of days ago. So that shows you the severity of the problem. And all arts companies will have to find their own solution or set of solutions to the challenges that they face. But I think what we're trying to do at UMS is certainly see our own situation and really make sure that we're in a great, strong, sustainable place so that we can come back fully. But then again, how can we be helpful to others in the near term?
And are you? I know that's the practical aspect of all of this, is calculating the impact on UMS from effectively having to cancel the rest of your season. Have you been able to look ahead and see what the impact will be once we come out of the other side of this?
We're literally looking at it right now. It's on the phone and on video conference. So we're actively working on really assessing all the impacts. I will say, and for all the UMS audiences out there listening, you all have been amazing. We've been reaching out to you. You've been reaching out to us. Many of you have donated your ticket, the value of your tickets that still remained this season, back to the company. I mean, this is an incredibly simple but really important gesture that you can make to UMS and to other series and performances and organizations to which you buy tickets or subscribe. You may probably already know that when somebody buys a ticket to a UMS performance, it pays for about 40% of that performance. So we have a lot of costs in addition to just what we raise through our tickets. Many people have been incredibly generous already in donating those tickets back. And so not just from UMS's standpoint, but from all the other great arts organizations here in the Southeast Michigan region, that's one very simple way that you can continue to help them. And then, you know, look, we, like WEMU, we're all in need of contributed dollars to help support and subsidize what we do. So people are going through a range of financial hardships right now, and we're all going to be challenged to be thinking about what our philanthropic priorities are. And we know the arts is just one of those, but the arts is an important one of those. And the arts have to remain and be strong because it's part of what makes us human, and it's part of what makes us a great and civil society.
And you feel confident that's going to happen once this health scare is over?
I don't have a crystal ball, and so we never know exactly how people are going to be feeling. We have benefited from an incredibly loyal and devoted audience and donor base, and we hope, of course, that continues. You know, we also know that we're an arts organization and we're a civic and cultural organization, and so we need to be thinking about how we're going to continue to earn everyone's support. And so that's why we're thinking about what we're doing online and digitally right now. We're certainly excited about the plans that we've prepared for the 2021 season, which we'll be announcing in the next several weeks. We try and think very much as an organization about not just how we're going to present something on a main stage, but what are going to be the impacts of that work and artistry and the educational implications for what we present at UMS. And I think it's what makes us a really special arts organization.
Matthew Van Beesen, president of the University Musical Society at the University of Michigan, thanks for joining us on this social distancing edition of Art and Soul.
Well, Lisa, I want to thank you, and thank you to everybody at WEMU for the great work that you do and for continuing to do it during this challenging moment.
Talk to you soon. Stay healthy.
Take care.